All right, it's the middle of March. We're halfway into Google's March 2024 core update. The site that you're looking at right now is my personal website, mikeshuey.com. It got hit hard. The pages are all indexed in Google. You just can't find me in the SERPs anywhere. Basically, all of my organic traffic from Google is gone, although I get a lot of traffic from my YouTube channel. And I also have a mailing list. I get traffic there. And obviously, there are some other search engines that send traffic my way as well. But hopefully, you are faring better than I am. But let's go ahead and talk about this a little bit more. So first, I want to point out, I'm not a professional SEO. I'm just learning about SEO, just like everybody else is. We learn together on this channel. I just want to make sure that you know that any opinions I give are my own. If you are suffering from de-indexing or a manual penalty from this Google core update, I don't have any specific information I can give you today that you can use. And really, the thing is, we don't want to panic yet. Now, if you have a manual update, that's a little bit different. I received one of those about 9 years ago on a site, and I never recovered from that. So I'm not sure if there's a way to really do that. For those of us who are just de-indexed, meaning we're still in Google, our pages are still in Google, but they're just not showing up anywhere, I'm not panicking yet because we're really roughly, in my opinion, only a week into the rollout because the announcement was in early March. Then on the 6th and 7th, a lot of people got hit. Now we're at March 17th. I'm not seeing any changes in my Google Search Console at all. I'm hoping that some things change. So let's just talk about some of the things that I see happening. And then if you have any comments and if you're seeing something different than I'm seeing, please leave them in the comments so other people can read that and get some information that I may not be sharing. So like I said, I think the key thing is to be patient right now as this Google core update rolls out. I think there's still going to be a lot of volatility in the SERPs. And what I'm seeing getting returned in the SERPs when I do Google searches just is not that great. What I'll do is talk about some of the trends that I'm seeing right now. I'm going to do a quick Google search and just walk through what I'm seeing from the standpoint of quality. You know, are we getting information that's really useful and better than before this core update? I'm going to go ahead and type in, is mountain biking dangerous? I just did that. So let's go ahead and see what Google returns. The first thing we get is this activesafe.ca. Here they have some percentages, which is interesting. You know, just some general information about strength training. I mean, that is it. So that to me isn't exactly helpful, except it does have these statistics, but really, you know, if I'm a new mountain biker, that's not helping me out a lot in understanding the topic. Is mountain biking dangerous? Of course, we get Reddit. I've noticed that Reddit and any kind of user-generated content in the forms of forums really showing up a lot in the midst of this update. The next site that they show is bikemag.com. Don't know much about this site, just trying to see if it's connected with any kind of e-commerce site, because that's one thing. It's one trend that I'm seeing is a lot of these informational blog posts are definitely connected to a lot of e-commerce sites. This one does look more like a niche blog. But again, you know, as I look through here, I just don't see tons of great information, but that's just me. I've mountain biked since mountain bikes were invented. So I am an older guy, but I'm still doing it. Pedal Adventures. Pedal Adventures is an e-commerce site. Then we're back to user-generated content with Quora. Crawl Bars. Again, Crawl Bars. It's a nutrition bar. And, you know, they have a blog and they decided to write about this. Then we get US News and World Report. Bicycling.com has been around forever. And then we get the National Institute of Health. Well, let's take a look at this Crawl Bars really quickly. Right away, we get this ad. I mean, that's a great user experience. Then I go through here. How dangerous is mountain biking? Equipment failure. So here's my point. When I went through this earlier, What I was finding is there's not much where people have talked about personal experiences mountain biking. I get a lot of facts, I get a lot of figures, and I get a lot of general information, but I don't see much from an expert mountain biker who's been mountain biking for many years telling me much information that's useful to me. I used to get that. In fact, there were posts where people would talk about the kind of injuries that they'd suffered mountain biking. So that's my point. You know, I just don't know if this update has rolled through yet, because I'm not really excited about what I'm seeing in the SERPs right now. So in my opinion, it feels like low DA sites really got hammered hard. And I'm talking low DA sites, you know, DA 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, and then, you know, sites that don't have any backlinking profile. That seems to be where most of the damage has occurred. So look, if you take my site, it's a very low DA site. I only started it 9 months ago. I think it's like a DA 1. I may have one or two backlinks. Now, of course, I have links coming from YouTube, and you know, I have a somewhat successful channel. I'm approaching 4,000 subscribers, but Google doesn't give me any kind of link juice from YouTube, right? They don't care that I have people that watch my videos. So that hasn't helped me out at all. Right now, I feel like Google is really giving preference to Reddit, Quora, user-generated content and forums, and then any sites that are affiliated with a product or a service. So they're more or less an e-commerce site that has a blog and is picking off some of these informational keywords and writing about them. Just like I showed you for the search that I did on, is mountain biking dangerous? So again, if it's a brand, if it's a service, if it's a product, and they've done a blog, and they're doing any kind of informational types of blog posts, those seem to be elevated above anybody who's like a hobbyist niche blogger, where, you know, you may have some Amazon affiliate links, you may have some ads that are running, and that's how you're primarily making your money from your site. Those seem to have disappeared in a lot of cases. This isn't necessarily my own opinion either. I see other people talking about this as well. For example, if you do some searches in Reddit, you're going to find a lot of people talking about the core update. Are they going to blog? Are they not going to blog anymore? You know, how it's affected their sites, etc. And it's interesting, you know, this person says right off the bat, the sites that seem to have not been affected or are still growing or just took a small hit, you know, insane DR, 60 plus, so high domain authority, you know, domains with late 90s and early 2000 registration. These are sites that are, you know, easily 10 or 15 years old. Again, user-generated content, that's forums. This person says spammers. I'm not quite sure about that, but, you know, that does seem to be the case. At least that's anecdotally what people are saying. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever seen the WP Eagle channel. I suggest taking a look at this particular video. I can't play it. I mean, this is his content. I want you to go there and take a look at it, but he sarcastically says things are way better after the core update. And then he goes through and he shows you one of his niche sites that got hit. And then he goes through and he shows you his article that he wrote and then looks at what the SERP is returning for that same keyword. And, you know, his stuff is way better. And yet he really got slammed. I will say that this was a public case study site. So there's been some crackdowns on SEOs that talk about their sites publicly. He may have got, you know, hit with this, but I really suggest going out, checking out his stuff and viewing this particular video. I think you'll find it really interesting. So another person that I follow is Jesse Cunningham. I really like him a lot. He had a very public case study site and he got hit pretty hard. I think he got a manual penalty, in fact. He thinks blogging is forever changed. He really started talking about the approach that I was talking about, which is holistic blogging. That's what I call it. And so it's not just a niche blog by itself, but it's a niche blog plus YouTube, a niche blog plus a podcast, a niche blog plus Instagram or Facebook pages. You're not just putting all your eggs in one basket and depending on Google organic search traffic. While that traffic is very important, being diversified helps. Now, here's the one thing that I will say. He was talking, I believe, if I remember correctly, he was talking about sort of like brand building. Now we're sort of going into this content marketing realm. So, you know, my brand is Mike Shuey. I mean, I'm on YouTube. That's it. My brand is my name. That did not help my website. So I find that somewhat paradoxical. I mean, I would have thought that that would have helped a little bit and helped with my expertise and authority, but it didn't seem to. Again, very early in this rollout, I feel like my site probably will bounce back. And I don't even think this rollout's going to be done by the end of March, truthfully. Jesse definitely talks about in this video diversifying and not being dependent on one single traffic source. And I felt the same way. And I have a video on holistic blogging I did maybe a couple months ago, and I'm going to keep talking about this in the future. But go check his video out. It's really interesting. It's really useful. I think you'll get a lot out of it. Another person that I follow and watch their videos is Matt Diggity. I think it would be useful to go out and watch this video. He calls it, "This is what Google actually wants you to do." And that was released 4 days ago. So it's very current. Go check that out. So one thing that I mentioned briefly in the beginning is I did look at Bing. I looked at their webmaster tools. I hadn't looked at it in the past. And actually, I found my website showing up a lot in Bing. But again, with only 3% of the search engine market, that's not a ton of traffic. I recommend setting up Bing Webmaster Tools and taking a look at that. The interesting thing that happens with every one of these Google Core Update rollouts is the whole "I'm never going to blog again" topic comes up. And so if you look at Reddit, if you look at Quora, if you look at forums, you're going to start to see people talk about this. You may see some YouTube videos from different people talking about this as well. The last major Core update, I looked in YouTube. There were a lot of people that were talking about, "I'm not going to blog anymore. Blogging is dead." Yet the interesting thing is, as soon as the Core update was done and we had a chance to get a handle on what that update was and what we thought was spurring that update and causing issues with our organic traffic, we were back to blogging again. So for me, I'll never stop blogging. I think it's very useful. I have people that come from my YouTube channel and look at my blog quite a bit. So that's something I'll always have in support of my YouTube channel. Now, I do plan on starting a new blog in the future. I'm going to do a video on that and talk about it. I'm not going to publicly share a domain, but I will talk a little bit about what my strategy is going to be. And I will say that it is going to get supported with, you know, a YouTube channel as well. I'm going to make sure that I'm doing both. Another thing that I saw were some people thought that the fact that they had multiple domains attached to their Google Search Console caused all of their domains to get hit, even though maybe one was the primary target, the others got just hit by association. So I'm interested to find out if any of you plan to continue to use Google Search Console. If you do, are you only going to use Google Search Console for a single domain at a time, or will you have all of your domains wrapped up in a single Search Console instance? I think based on what I've heard so far, it might not be a great idea to do that because some people had multiple sites hit all at once. Again, we're still early in the rollout, so those sites could bounce back for those people. If you had one bad site that got hit with a manual penalty, it just seemed like every other site that was associated with your Google Search Console account got hit as well. This is purely anecdotal, right? You know, I have no way of knowing how many other people were affected this way, but I did read of multiple instances where this occurred. So there is a chance that Google just said, "You know what? We don't like this site. We don't like all the sites." Now, I don't think this is a great idea for Google to do this because it's going to use a lot of system resources on the Google side if everybody decides that They only want to associate one domain with one Google Search Console instance because you're going to have to spin up multiple Gmail accounts, and each Gmail account will be associated to a single Google Search Console. And to me, that seems like a waste of computing resources on Google's side. But I can see why people are skittish about having five or six of their domains all associated with one account. Like I said, I'm going to keep blogging, but I really like YouTube. I think it's a great alternative to blogging, or it's a great complement to blogging. So let me know in the comments section if you'd like me to talk more about how I started up my YouTube channel and the tools that I use. I'll be happy to talk more about that and help people get started with that if that's something that they're interested in. I know the focus here has been more content creation, keyword research, search engine optimization tools and software, but I'd love to go into the YouTube area as well. I think it could be beneficial for anybody. Now, I realize not everybody wants to be in front of a camera, so I get that, but podcasting is a good alternative as well. That would give you a chance to drive some more traffic back to a site, and podcasting, you know, has a very low barrier to entry. You don't need a ton of fancy equipment, just a good microphone and some audio editing software, and I can definitely show you software that would make it very easy for you to edit a podcast and even edit YouTube videos. You do it just like you're using a word processor. Well, thanks for watching. I hope you found this content helpful. If you have, please subscribe. And until next time, take care.